Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Welcome to the SBCN Small Biz Podcast. I'm Linda Ockwell-Jenner, one of the co-founders of the Small Business Community Network. Today, my guest is Tom Fournier, CEO of Markets Connection, which is an e-commerce site focused on business-to-business wholesale distributors. Well, hello, Tom. Thank you so much for taking the time today to come on the show.
Well, thank you for having me back, Linda. It's a real pleasure to be here and supporting SBCN.
Well, thank you so much. It is a two-way thing, support. I totally agree with you with that. Today, though, you've got a really important topic, and I've got so many questions about this topic, Tom. But first of all, did you want to tell us anything about the topic before I delve in with my questions, or do you want me to just go, hey, Tom, I've got lots of questions?
Well, let me give a little background because, you know, my previous interactions with SBCN has been with one of my other businesses, my consulting company, the Shades Mills Group. But with a partner, I've started up a new company, Markets Connection, which you described as kind of an e-commerce platform, technically a multi-vendor marketplace. But starting up a business, I think as many of your audience has experience, entails a lot of investment, a lot of costs. So myself and my partner, we've taken this as far as we could with our own money. And then as we went looking at financing options, then we were surprised at how restricted or limited it was.
Wow. This is why I'm excited. I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody about this topic before. So the nature of your new business then means that you need to raise money. Or why are you trying to raise money?
Yeah, well, for a website or an e-commerce type business, we have kind of what you describe as a minimal viable product. You know, our site is up and running. It's functional, but there's still a lot of work to be done on it to get it into a finished form. And so, to fund that work, you know, we need to raise money in some fashion. And then as well, then to really drive business through the site, there's a lot of work to be done around marketing campaigns and advertising, you know, to draw attention to what we're doing and to attract vendors and buyers to our site. So, you know, really, that's why we need to be financed.
I love it. So what avenues were open to you so that you know in which direction to move to raise this money?
Well, we tried looking to see what grants might be out there and, something like CDAP, Canadian Digital Adoption Program, but that seemed to be more geared towards established businesses rather than startups. And it was pretty limited what you could get funds for. With our bank, we did set up an operating line of credit, but that'll only take you so far, or you don't want to spend too much time in there. And then when we looked at some of the other bank or lending institutions, it was rather ironic. If you are established and generating a regular and consistent income, then they would consider you. But as a startup, you didn't have enough of a track record to be worthy of consideration for a loan. And, as I talked to some peers and mentors I have, they drew my attention to something that's relatively new to Canada, and that is an equity crowdfunding. That is a means to sell shares in your company to small investors. So that's what we're currently working through.
Wow. I've heard about crowdfunding before, but I've never actually interviewed anyone about it. And where we do business, it's a really popular, busy. It's the right place to do it. You've got the right kind of, I think, people here who will be interested in the crowdfunding. Now, for our listeners who might want to go this route, I guess one of the questions I would be thinking to ask is this allowed in Canada? And if so, how is it regulated?
Sure. And if I could maybe just take a step back for a moment, crowdfunding, I think people have heard about, but generally it's GoFundMe, you know, something like that, which is kind of like having a cause and you're asking people to give a donation. Or another one for business startups, Kickstarter. But generally you get people to give you money on the promise of something that you're going to deliver. So if you're developing a product, they get the first one of it, or they get exclusive access to something your company is offering. But what we're doing, what's different about it, is equity crowdfunding. So it's actually an opportunity to sell shares or a stake in your company. And then that takes me to your next question. Is it allowed in Canada? Fairly recently, that, you know, there was a version of this in the past, but then there was a new exemption created and put in place for 2021. And then it tends to be regulated by the local securities. So our funding portal that the company we're working with is set up to offer sales in shares in our company in British Columbia, Alberta, and Ontario. So in Ontario, for example, they are registered with and approved by the Ontario Securities Commission. So it is very regulated. You know, the license funding portals, they have to go through an extensive application process. There's a lot of diligence around this, and they have to be approved to be able to offer this. And then
from you know, a member of the public's point of view, from somebody who knows nothing about this, I'm very, very happy that it is regulated and certain steps have to be taken, because it seems to me that there has been so much going on over the past, 10 years, where there wasn't enough regulation, there wasn't enough, you know, forms to be filled in, and people looking into your background, and not you guys, but like certain areas of business, where a lot of people had money stolen off them, a lot of money, you know, people lost businesses because there wasn't any regulation, or, you know, the people they were helping to finance were not as kosher as you guys. I do have kind of a question for you. So Dave, the other co-founder, you know Dave well, Tom, he's a techie, geeky kind of guy. So what he did before COVID, he was very interested in this business that was a startup here in Waterloo region, I think. And basically they were selling a product. So what happened to Dave was he invested a small amount of money into the company before the product was ready, and then he would get one of the first, you know, products, that the product he wanted, he would get it first before anybody else. And then basically any updates that went with this techie product. Is that completely different to the, I know yours is equity, yours is like, you know, shares. Is this completely different to what Dave did to help a startup to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, very much so. That's what you're describing is kind of what I described with Kickstarter. Yeah, that's the sort of thing. You invest money for the promise of something you're going to get.
I'm with you.
So for us, the promise is that you own a percentage of the company, albeit a small percentage. But
you know.
If we're successful in generating income the same way I would get paid, you know, if there's dividends, then you know, a shareholder, even if they buy it through the equity crowdfunding campaign, they're entitled to dividends. If there's a sale of the company, then they get a percentage of the proceeds of the sale. So
it sounds good to me, yeah.
Our initial offering, where we're selling shares at 30 cents a share. If we sell the company and it is the sale price is 60 cents a share, then you double your investment. So
now, I don't know if this is a fair question to ask you, but I ask the questions that nobody else does. That's why people keep coming back. Why should we? Why would we? Why would we invest in this business? I understand the equity. I understand that. But what is it? Well, how about asking a different question? What kind of people should invest in this company? It can't be everybody, surely.
Well, why not everybody, right? Like if you're buying lottery tickets every week or you're going to bingo or if you're happy to spend some time in a casino, you look at what the payback is in those instances. Like why not take a chance and investing in startups, not just ours, but, you know, the starting point, people can invest for as little as $100, you know, and then you have a stake in a company. Maybe nothing comes of it, but it's a very small risk. Then maybe it's the next Amazon. Like you never know, right?
You never know, my angel. Now, if you were not the CEO, why would you invest in this company?
Well, first off, you go to the funding portal, and then you look at the section there for Markets Connection, and we do have a pitch deck that we go into what the business is about, the business foundations, what the principals, what's their experience, their right to win, and what's the opportunity, what is the problem in the market we're seeking to solve, what is our solution. So we kind of lay out the whole case for, you know, why we think our business is a great idea and why we're going to succeed. So, And there's a variety of these business cases for any of these funding portals. So it's really pretty neat. And then also we have a pitch video that describes that. And then there's always a more robust background document or a funding document where it goes back to the Securities Commission. This is the exemption. Here's all the questions you have to answer. You have to share this information, including stuff that comes out of a background check. So
I think it's amazing. You've covered all your bases. You're kosher. You're not here today taking $100, running away tomorrow. I trust you. And I'm going to say to everybody listening to this podcast, I trust Tom. No, seriously. I guess one question, unless I've already asked it, because I've got so many questions. How difficult is it to invest in a company? I mean, do I need a broker? Do I need to open a certain kind of account with you? Or with someone?
No, if you were on our page on the funding portal, and anyone can look it up. Our partner is Justin Fox at Backers Securities. Just Google Backers Securities and you click on the link that says you want to invest. And then there's an array of companies that you can look at. So if it's Markets Connection, you review the various documents, you click a button that says invest now, then you basically fill in a couple of details, go to a payment link, and that's it. You are away. So essentially the funding portal is the broker. That's why he's licensed with in BC, Alberta or Ontario with the Securities Commission. There's no brokerage fees or anything else. It's just fill in a form, a couple of clicks, and then you have an interest in our company. So
now I'm very interested in your company, but that's not why I'm here today. So you guys, is any money taken away from the money we pay you so that you can pay this other guy? Or do you have to have, you must have cost yourself. This is not all going to be kind of invested in the company, or is that a separate bank account?
So he holds the money in trust until the offering closes. For us, it's a 90-day period. It closes mid-June or so. Mm-hmm. And then the funds are released to us, less 10%. There's a commission, and that's clearly spelled out in the funding document, but that doesn't lessen the amount, your access to shares or the share price. It is just the net that we receive. So it's essentially we pay, not the investors.
I can see that. That's really fair. I think I already know that I don't need a large amount of money to invest with you or any startup who is seeking funding. I could go up to $100. Why can I only go up to $100? Is that critical? Can only go up to $100 or?
It's the way the exemption structured. So it is a minimum purchase of $100. Like you can't buy less than $100 worth.
Oh, the minimum is $100. Yeah.
Yes. And then a maximum of $2,500. So.
Oh, maximum. I got that wrong, you see. So why I want to keep going over these questions so everybody knows. So the minimum is $100, which I'm sure most people, you know, who are working today can afford $100. Some people spend more than their own coffee. And then $2,500 is the maximum. So why do you have to have a maximum, Tom?
I think it's just the way the Securities Commission set this up so that they continue to be kind of low risk investments and it gives them better opportunity to regulate it. I really don't know. I just know that for this exemption, that is the structure of it, as opposed to, you know, if we were to go public and try to sell shares in our company on the Toronto Stock Exchange or something like that.
It's great. Now, I know you guys are going to be successful. I know I'm going to see you, you know, up there in the light saying, we did it. How are you going to use the money? What is the money for? I know you've said a little bit about what you need the money for, but, you know, a bigger plan, a five-year plan, all this money is going to help you do what?
So the most immediate need that we have is to get our shipping integration working. So it's kind of give people an Amazon type experience. So if you're something you want to purchase, you go to checkout, then you have shipping options. But because we're in a business to business environment, some of our items are very large or very heavy, so far more than a courier shipment. So then we would also have freight companies, you know, quotes. So it exists out there, but not an easy integration into our platform. So our developer is already started work on the coding that it would take to do that. And then also another investment that we have to get to now is making sure that, and Dave would appreciate this, that we have the right security systems, you know, to protect both our vendors and our buyers and any information they share through the site. And then, as I mentioned earlier, then we'd also use the funds then to do marketing. So we just, you know, to get the site up and functioning, but then you want to drive traffic through it. So we want to attract manufacturers and distributors to be the vendors on the site. And we want to attract distributors to be the buyers on the site. So then, you know, that's how we make money. Like we don't hold product. We don't have inventory. Yeah. We don't purchase anything. We just create a marketplace where vendors meet buyers. When they have a transaction, we earn a commission on that. That's where our income comes from. And so then with more traffic on the site, then we can create other revenue generating opportunities, whether it's on-site advertising, whether it's preferred placement of product listings, offering a subscription plan. So a vendor pays a monthly fee to reduce the commission amount, but then that gives us a defined, predictable revenue stream. And then as all of us is refined, functional, then we're going to take our model and then launch in the US as well, which is a considerably larger marketplace. So
definitely,
you know, B2B distribution is something like $80 billion in Canada, and then in the US it's something like $8 trillion. So there's a lot of commerce flowing through distributors. It's going to be fun to see some of that come through our platform. So,
well, I'm so happy. I know the CEO of Markets Connection. I think I'm in a really, really good place. Now, is this insider information? So I can't invest my $100 because I know too much.
No, this is...
I'm joking. I'm teasing you.
The only thing you gain today is the same stuff you could get by reading our documents on the funding.
I know. Boards. I'm teasing you. Well, Markets Connection. I am looking forward to seeing this grow and grow and grow. I've got a feeling you'll get all the... you'll get all the support you need. You'll get, you know, the cash that you need. This has been a really insightful conversation for me because, as I said before, I've never really delved into this. I bet Dave has, but I haven't.
It's been around since 2021. It's largely unknown in Canada. It's amazing the number of people I talked to that had no idea what this is involved. And I think it's a good topic for your podcast because this is a financing opportunity for other businesses. People have an idea. They're struggling. Yeah. Yeah, they've tapped out all their friends and family's money and resources. They have trouble getting support from either grants or a loan from the traditional finance institutes. This may be another avenue to get the funding they need to bring their business forward. So
I think what we're all going to be doing is watching how you guys do, and then we'll all delve in and do it ourselves. I'm sure I've got something to offer. So, Tom, do you want to offer any websites, addresses, or any other information before I let you get on with your busy day?
You know what? Go marketsconnection.com. And then if you go to our blog section, and then there's information about how to connect with the funding portal or this articles that give more information around this, links to videos on our YouTube channel talking about our pitch video. I did an interview with Justin, who's the president of Backers, turned the tables on him and interviewed him to better understand what this is all about and how it works. So, there's a lot of resources on our website.
You can be found easily. Even if we just Google Markets Connection, we will find you. Crowdfunding. Tom, this has been fantastic. It's one of the most interesting podcasts, I can remember on a different topic. All the podcasts are memorable and lovely, but this is such a great topic for everybody to think, well, can they do it with something if not now in the future? I wish you good luck, but I've got a feeling you're not going to need my luck, Tom. Thank you so much for sharing all this information.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Linda. Really appreciate that and appreciate everything the SBCN does. So,
thank you. Have a great day.